Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, home of TW3, the most powerful marketing tools, training, and technology on planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Get ready to earn, enjoy, and experience more than you ever dreamed was possible. If you're tired of just getting by and ready to really thrive, then buckle in and listen up. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Keith. What is going on, family? Bam Bam from the left coast. Good to have you in the house. Miss Spelling Bee says she is going through hell out in San Antonio. Well, if you're going through hell, keep going is all I can say. It must be all of those sales that you're doing, Miss Spelling Bee, out there. You're just lighting the place up is the only thing I can think of. That's the only reason I would think it. It's so hot in San Antonio. LaVon, how are you doing this evening? Good to have you in. Don, good to have you. Let's see here. Daniel Sun, good to have you. Harold Walters, good to have you in the house. So it looks like we got people filing in. We got a great show tonight. I am in the studio by myself. We're doing a little quarantining, little self-isolation, a little thing where we're just, I told everybody, take the night off. I've got a special training I want to do. And I just, I kept going back and forth. Should I do this? Should I not? You know, should I put this in an elite training? Should I just make this a mindset module for our back office? You know, I just kept, you know, where should I put this content? And this is episode 425, by the way. And if you're wondering where episode 424 is, well, that's a secret. If you notice, last week was 423. This week is 425. So it's a little bit of a mystery, but we'll get into that maybe later. Chocolat. Good to have you, Suzanne Harrison. Good to have you. Good to have all of you new folks in the chat room tonight. Gina, good to have you. It's good to see you. And Gina and her husband, boy, I got to meet them at the conference last year. Special, special people. You made me cry. I remember that. Linda the Legend, all the way out there on the left coast, Linda the Legend. She wanted to be called Miss Music, but the reason we had to call her Linda the Legend is because people didn't believe she was a real person when she was offering some feedback with her experience here at TW3. And someone asked, well, what is this, Terry? Is this a business opportunity? Well, it can be. Is this a marketing show? Well, yes. Is it a mindset show? Well, yes. Listen, if you've already got a business, product, good, or service, then we just want to encourage you. We want to equip you. We want to inspire you. We want to inform you how you can take what you've got in your hand and make it go further. If you don't have anything, we want to help you get something. I believe I'm a huge proponent. I'm an advocate. I am the biggest fan of entrepreneurialism you'll ever find, because I believe it's the great equalizer. I believe if you've got a product, good, or service, or if you've got a value, then it doesn't matter, you know, what the man says, doesn't matter what anyone says, you have the same opportunity I have that so-and-so has. And I just like that. I like the fairness about it. I just love the fact that if I'm willing to do what it takes, if I'm willing to master my disappointment, if I'm willing to overcome my setbacks, if I'm willing to push through the pain, then I can have what I want to have. And it's not contingent upon politics at the office. It's not contingent upon politics in government. It's not contingent upon anything but what I do. So that's why I love entrepreneurialism. Kathy Moore, good to have you in. Richard, good to have you. Aloha from Hawaii. Well, yes, absolutely. Good to have you in. I told him that last time I looked at my birth certificate, I was a real person. Well, we might, you know, knowing your proclivities toward worldview, let's just put it that way, we might need to check your birth certificate. I just don't even know. I'm kidding with you, Linda. I'm kidding with you. And Jay Matthews, hello, everyone. It's good to have you in, Jay. And let me check over, because I've been ignoring our Facebook crowd. And I was told the other week, I said, hey, you know, you've got people over on Facebook every once in a while, check in with them. I don't see any comments over there. So most of the comments I'm seeing are coming through YouTube here. Mary, good to have you. And so let me, we gave some stuff away last week for our birthday party. For you guys that were on, we gave tons of stuff away. And so here's the list of winners. We haven't sent anything out yet because it took me a little bit to get it all accumulated and put together. But the 10 winners from last week, and Linda knows what I'm talking about, so good. Roxanne, good to have you. So here's the 10 winners from last week. Miss Spelling Bee, Lori Brown, Thomas Bell, Linda the Legend, Mary Petroius. If I butchered your name, I know you're on, Mary. Forgive me. English is my second language. Redneck being the first. Daniel Osterman, Holly Adams, One and Done, Richard Melton, Joel Red, Wonski, Tom from Chi-Town, and Bam Bam from the Left Coast. Those are our 10 winners. And let's see here. We've got book winners, booster winners, and we've got certificate winners for the fuel rewards or the food rewards, whatever you want. So that's done there. So I will be getting with you guys tomorrow on this to set all that up. But those are our 10 winners from our birthday bash last week. So just want to say thank you all for coming out and participating in that. So here's the deal. I've got a training tonight that I pray, I hope, it's my wish that if this training, if this 30 minutes of discussion on how you can, there's six things that we have to master. If there's six, I'm calling them mountains, but there's areas of our life. These six areas, if we can master it, I believe it transcends business. It transcends everything. You could apply this to anything. What is it you want to do? You want to get healthier? Do you want to grow spiritually this year? Do you want to improve in any facet of your life? I believe these are the six areas that if you will master, then you can literally have success at everything you touch. And you say, really? Yes, really. I honestly, truly believe that. So low volume, anyone else? Bam Bam, you're the only one, and you happen to be the musician. Drummers, good night. Would someone go out to San Diego and show Bam Bam where the volume knob is? I'm kidding with you. I hope you can hear me. If anyone else can't hear me, let me know. Hey, Mom, good to have you in tonight. But these are the six areas that I think if, you know, and I kept going back and forth, you know, is this something that I should share in a public podcast? And I just knowing the time and hearing what Bill Perry had to share last week about soul care, this is something I've worked on really for a couple weeks. And I thought, yeah, you know, this is, I think, Bam Bam says I'm deaf. Well, stay away from those cymbals, man. 2K, man. I'm telling you, that's the natural bell tone of most cymbals is 2K. A little engineering thing there. You could scoop the lows and the highs and just bump 2K and it'll cut through the mix. But just so happens that's the frequency that sometimes can cause the most damage in your hearing. So a little inside baseball there for those keeping score at home. But yeah, I kept going back and forth. Should this be something for public consumption? And I, after listening to Bill last week and understanding, you know, just restarted now. Terry, I hear you're lovely. Okay, good. It must have been intermittent issues with our connectivity. But this is a training. And I think, honestly, folks, I hope you get as much value out of it as I did researching it and putting it together, because it's one of those trainings. I don't want to oversell it. I don't want to overstate it. You know, it's commonplace for people that frequent pulpits and sometimes in marketing to, you know, the word's puffery, I believe. I don't want to get in there and this is life changing, but it really is. I mean, the principles here are life changing, so I don't want to understate it either. This is one of those trainings where if you grab a hold of it, it literally will change your business. It'll change your life. No matter what level you're on, you could be someone that's just starting out thinking, hey, should I even try? Should I even dip my toes in thinking about entrepreneurialism? Should I even try this thing with my health? Should I even try this thing, you know, with improving my emotional and spiritual and psychological life? Should I try to improve my relationships and my family, my marriage, my children? And I'm telling you, this thing that we're going to get into, it transcends all that. These are the six mountains I believe if we master, we can find success. So I want to get into it, and then I want to answer your questions on the flip side of it right after this. So tonight I want to talk to you about the six mountains you have to master if you want to succeed in anything you really want to do. Now, this could be personal achievements, it could be professional achievements. No matter what the context is, whether it be your career, your family, spiritual health, your community life, these mountains transcend the location you're wanting greater success in. These mountains are in the very whole of your life. You master these mountains, you will unlock the key to success in every facet of your life. I truly believe that. I'm going to show you that not only this is just some sort of lofty, you know, philosophical idea, but there's a true biological, theological, and psychological underpinnings to what I'm trying to give you. You know, last week on the podcast, Bill Perry quoted Bill Johnson when he said, "The storm you can sleep through is the storm you've mastered." And what he's referring to, of course, is where Jesus was on the boat and him and the disciples were going out to sea. And the storms of life just started blowing and they were panicking. Of course, he was asleep at the bottom of the boat and they were like, "Do you not even care?" So I want to show you that you don't have to be tossed to and from the winds and changes of the economy in society. You know, there's a lot of things going on in 2020 right now. We're living through some historical moments in our country and in our world. But I would argue it's not something that has to be feared. Actually, it could be something that is embraced. This could be, as the Greeks call it, a kairos moment, a special moment in time where you have some unique abilities to do things that you once could not do. We've already experienced that this year. As a matter of fact, we're on a 28% growth pattern. It's because so many people that thought, well, there's never a time that's good that I could go out and do my own thing. Well, they've sort of been put in a position to do that and have already found success. So it is a time that does not have to be feared. So I want to talk to you something about a study that just came out. It was done last year, 2019, and it was just published this year. And it's about employees. What the study was basically this. It was performed by the Foss Foundation in cooperation with the Mental Health of America, and it conducted a survey of over 100,000 employees from various industries, regions, and skill set levels all over the United States. The study was done to understand how the average American perceived their job and career experiences, and to isolate the contributing factors to that experience. The stats that they uncovered was, to be honest, very unsurprising. But the answers to the follow-up question was very insightful and informative, and really what I want to get into tonight. But let's talk about those stats. The first stat that they uncovered was, surprise, surprise, 71% of the people that were asked, "Do you like your career? Are you happy with your job?" 71% of them said a moderate dislike to a very strong dislike. And 45% of the people asked said they are undercompensated, they feel, based on what they do at their job or employee. 43% said they go unnoticed for advancement. So out of those surveyed, the numbers are just about what you would assume. I mean, you could almost, you know, imagine most people, and this shows it, 71% of them dislike their job or their career, and just about half of them feel undercompensated, and a little under half says, "I go unnoticed for advancement." So here's the follow-up question, and this is where it got really telling on the human psyche and where we are as a people, a society, and what you and I should be able to learn from. If we get a little circumspect here about our own personal lives, I think there's something here to learn to help us go to the next level, wherever that may be, in whatever facet of life that may be. The simple question was this, because one of the underwriters, the people paying for this survey, for the Foss Foundation to do, and also Mental Health of America, was entrepreneur.com. They asked this, and by the way, this study was published on entrepreneur.com and is also published on indeed.com. So those were the two outlets that actually published this finding. And they asked a simple question, well, then why don't you go independent? If you're not happy with your job, if you're not happy with your employer, if you're not happy with your employment, then why not change? Why not go out and do your own thing? And I know we're talking in the context of business because this is a business show, but the same question could be asked if you're not happy with where you're at in region of the country. There's nothing to do. There's no opportunities. Why not move? If you're not happy with the way you feel, the way you look, I mean, that's one of the things I've gotten real serious about in 2020 and working on is my health. Why not change your lifestyle? If you're not happy with your where you're at spiritually, emotionally, then no, why not change what you're doing? If you're going to church and not getting fed, why not change? If you're not going to church, why don't you try it? In other words, why not do something different? Why stay where you're at? And out of all of those who were asked the follow-up question, inevitably, all of them gave one of the six reasons why they would not change or they would not go independent or they would not look for another job. So that is what we're going to talk about in the next few moments, because these six reasons have actually transcended this study and it's been cross-promoted over several different studies, different journals of psychology, different journals of, or not journals, but different findings even in theological circles have uncovered. These are the six areas of our life. If you want to know what is holding me back, why don't I advance in this area or that area? It can always just about be brought back to one, if not more than one, of these six areas that we have to master if we want to go to the next level. Area number one, the unknown. The unknown is scary. Area number two, the potential of failure. Oh, I don't want to fail. What would it look like? Number three, pushback of being a disruptor. Oh, I've been taught to just go along to get along. Number four, the discomfort of change. Number five, the perception of my own self-worth. And number six, the judgment of others. Oh, I'm going to be the black sheep in the family here. I'm going to be the one that is the oddball out. I am going to be. So those are the six areas you have to master. So let's just get into it. The number one, unknown. Human nature is to fear what is not known. If we can't see it, we can't taste it, smell it, touch it, or hear it, then a small part of us is always suspicious of it. Many of you don't know this, but my in-laws, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, from either birth or 2 or 3 years old, were completely deaf. Gina, my wife's father, was deaf from birth. And her mother became deaf by the time she was 3 or 4 years old through an illness. That being said, one of the things that I always would notice about them and other deaf people, it was not just them, but they were the first that sort of I became cognitive of it, is they would always have a sense of, is that person talking about me or am I missing out on something? In other words, there's a little touch of paranoia. Not bad. And so what the family had to do is always encourage that this is what's going on. This is what's being said. This is what's going on in the room, so that it could help dissipate and mitigate the feelings of paranoia. You see, it's human nature. When I don't know what's going on, when there's something unknown going on, I'm going to fear it. You can look at it in generational things. You know, isn't it amazing how the young generation that knows everything about technology, they just embrace it like that there's nothing wrong with it. And an older generation that may not be aware of how things work completely. I've got family members to this day that will not do online banking because it's an unknown to them. And so therefore, it's something that they're very weary of. Well, here's the thing I would tell you, and I'm not telling you to jump in a pool head first, blindfolded on blind faith. I'm not advocating that. But write this down. It's worth writing down and understanding. If I have to know everything before I'll do anything, then I have perpetually regulated my life to the status quo. If I have to know everything before I'll do anything, then I have perpetually relegated my life to the status quo. You see, the fact of the matter is, there are things ahead of you and me. There are things in our life, in our business, in every part of our being
that's calling out for greater things, bigger things. Bigger areas of influence, bigger areas of business, bigger areas of impact. But if I have to know everything there is to know about that area before I'll even take the first step toward it, well, I'll never go. You see, there is an element of faith that you have got to operate and have operational in your life, or you'll never expand. Now, I am a Christian. I am a person of faith. But even if you're not, there's something that you have got to trust in. There's something that you have got to latch a hold of psychologically that you can say, I'm just going to believe for the best and move forward. Because if you don't do that, you are then and forever stuck. You have to get past the unknown. The second area of mastery you've got to have is this thing of fear of failure. I love what Zig Ziglar said. He says, failure is an event. It's not a person. Yes, yesterday truly happened, but today is truly a new day. Failure is the greatest teacher you will ever have. I feel like the reason why people are afraid of failure is they don't understand it. You see, I hope I never go back to the life I had in 2007, 2008. Oh, that failure was so painful. But I will tell you, TW3 would not be here today if it wasn't for that failure. It taught me so much. I learned so much. And I would not be where I'm at today if I did not have to walk away from that wreckage with a little bit of a limp. You see, when you're wrestling, when you're contending for something greater, you're wrestling with angels, when you're wrestling for more out of life, it is always and forever going to dislocate the way you walk. There's a story in the Bible where Jacob wrestles the angel, and he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. In other words, I'm not going to let go of this promise. I'm not going to let go of my destiny. I'm not going to let go of what I know I could have until I get it. And it's just like the Lord, it's just like life, it's just like the universe that says, okay, but it's going to cost you. His name was forever changed to Israel, and he walked away with that encounter with a limp. You see, your greatness is always and forever going to have some levels and some layers of failure. It's just the way it is. You can't avoid it. But I would tell you, embrace it. It's okay. I would tell you this. The number one reason why most people don't want to go out and try something on their own, the reason why they won't reach beyond what they feel like is a guarantee, is because they're just scared they'll fall on their face. But let me explain something. In 2007, 2008, it's well documented. It's well spoken about. I went under. But here's the thing that most people don't pay attention to the story. I had employees. They lost their jobs too. You see, when failure happens, when economies shift, when entire markets pull back and contract, it affects everyone, the risk taker and the ones who are putting their hopes in the risk taker. I've often said, if everything's a risk, if employment in general is a risk, in other words, if working for myself or working for someone else is all a risk, then by George, give me the steering wheel. You don't have to fear failure. Failure is going to come, but get close to it. Embrace it, understand, and befriend it. It will be the greatest asset you could ever have in your life. From an early childhood, you were taught to go along to get along. The problem is the masses never go in the direction of optimum achievement. You know, the laws of physics, the laws of math, the laws of biology, the universal laws say that the masses will always go to the direction that the median, that is the average of the group, can maintain and withstand. So the question you have to ask yourself is, are you okay with mediocrity? Because keep in mind, mediocrity comes from the word medium, which means the average sum total of the big group. If you want more out of life, if you want to earn more, if you want to experience more, if you want to have more, if you want to enjoy more, then you're going to be the oddball out. You're going to be the one that's disrupting. You're going to be the one that challenges things. You know, no one likes the kid that studies all night, studies all day, studies all week, and finally when it comes time for the exam, he aces it. They hate him because why? He just ruined the bell curve. But here's the thing. Are you worried about other people's slackness and their quesera attitude? Or are you worried more about what you can have out of life? Are you worried more about what you can do? What are you worried about most? I would argue, worry about you being a better version of you. And if that means disrupting a market, if that means disrupting a workplace, if that means disrupting an entire industry, let me tell you something. Back in 2000 all the way up to 2007, I was both the most loved and hated man in a particular industry because I turned it up on its ears. Up until I came along, no one was doing long haul in-home delivery of new pianos. You can't just slap a sticker or a stamp on a piano, throw it in a mailbox, and mail it to someone. So the fact that we were able to figure out a logistical problem gave us a huge advantage over local mom-and-pop dealers. Some people within that industry thought it was brilliant. We were Amazon before Amazon was. But other people thought we were the worst thing since Satan himself. So it depends on who you ask. But the point is this. If you're going to be the top dog, if you're going to be the leader, if you're going to be the one who changes and puts a dent in the universe, which is what you're called to do, then you're going to disrupt. The next mountain you've got to be okay with is change. We are people of comfort. We don't like change. I get it. The only problem is you can't stop it. No area of life gives you the comfort of a static environment. The laws of thermodynamics, the laws of biology, psychology, theology, they all tell us one thing. The world, life, the status quo, everything is changing. But the good news is, the mercies you need are new every morning. Embrace the change. I would argue and contend that a lot of people, the reason that they're sort of aggravated, frustrated, irritated in today's world right now is they've been forced in an area of change. Their lives have been disrupted. They're working in a different environment or not working at all. They're schooling in a different environment or not schooling at all. Everything about their life has changed. The quicker you can learn to adapt, the quicker you can learn to find value in the new field that you're on, the quicker you can bring value to yourself and others and monetize it. One of the things I hear all the time when I talk about you ought to really consider doing something out on your own, becoming your own person, being your own business, being an entrepreneur is this one thing. And I truly believe it's not an excuse. I honestly believe most people that tell me this are coming from a sincere place. And it always goes like something like this. Terry, I just don't have anything to offer. And you've been in insurance, you've been in music, so you got something to offer. I mean, you got a background, but I always worked in fill in the blank. And, well, here's what I would tell you, Mr. or Mrs. I doubt myself. Understand your self-worth. And let me explain. If you're a mother, if you're a father, if you're a brother, your sister, if you're a child, son or daughter, if you've been on planet Earth for longer than 90 days, you have an experience. You've experienced ups, you've experienced downs, you've experienced highs, you've experienced lows, you've experienced this life, you have an opinion on it. You have experience. There are people out there that through your experience, you can have 50% of what you need to be successful. And what is that? See, to be successful in the ways of business, you've got to have influence. And there's two major factors to influence. There's rapport and there's authority. Rapport and authority. Rapport and authority. And people that don't have rapport with you will not stick around long enough to see if you've got authority in it. But when I can build rapport with people How do I build rapport with people? I'm talking to people that have shared experiences, people that have shared common values, people that understand where I'm coming from. When I say things, they sort of get it without me having to be so blunt. When people can sort of, you know, as believers, we call it spirit unto spirit, deep calls unto deep. When people get where you're coming from, you build instant rapport, and then they open up to ask the second question. It's on a subconscious level. They don't even know they're asking, is can this person be trusted? Does this person have integrity? And does this person literally know what they're talking about? In other words, do they have an authority in the subject? So I would tell you, Mr. and Mrs., I don't have anything to offer. You find a product, good, or service that turns you on, that lights you up, that you enjoy. And then you take your brand, which is your personal experience, and start building rapport with your audience. And in becoming an expert in whatever widget, digit, or gadget that you fall in love with, you start going to the world with your voice, your content, your brand, who you are, and being unashamedly unbashful. But just put it out there. And let me tell you something. Trust me, I'm a marketer. I've been doing this for a long time. You only have to have 2% of the people you ever come in contact with that buy in and understand your rapport. If you can get 2% of the people you come in contact with to buy into, hey, I like Terry. I don't care if 98% of the people think I'm crazy, I'm hokey, I'm goofy, I'm just a numbskull, I'm whatever pejorative they want to use. I don't have to have them. I only need 2% of the people say, hey, I like it. Yeah, he talks funny. Yeah, he's weird. Yeah, he's got some crazy cliches, but I actually like the guy. And then they stick around and he actually knows what he's talking about. I only need 2% and I'm going to be a millionaire. And so will you. So the next time you get in that doubting Debbie mode, that negative Nancy mode, that terrible Thomas mode, understand you have immense value. No one has your same experiences. No one has your same voice. You are uniquely and wonderfully made before the foundations of the world. You were called and predestined for this time to do what you're called to do. So as my friend Rocky Goriola says, it's from New York, forget about it, right? Just get out there, find a product, good, or service that you love. Get out there, start talking about it. Start using online marketing tools that'll bring you a large audience, and be okay with 98% of that audience saying, this guy's goofy, because all you need is 2%. And lastly, the other area you've got to overcome is this area of judgment, feeling like, oh, what will other people think? No one likes to feel like the outsider, the weirdo, the not normal, the black sheep in the family. Listen, I've got a brother-in-law who's an executive at a large hospital. I've got a sister who's a department head of a major university. I have a cousin who were sort of raised like brothers who works directly for and reports to Dr. Deborah Birx. I've got some high-profile people in my immediate close circle of family, and I'm the weirdo. I'm good old Terry that sounds like Larry the Cable Guy with a proclivities to alliterate like T.D. Jakes or something. So I'm the odd in every way you can think of, especially in the context of my own family. However, for me to find my greatest achievements and success in life, I couldn't worry about what other people thought. And by the way, all of those folks I just mentioned loved me, supported me, encouraged me, never felt judged by them at all. So any judgments I would have felt was in my own head, but maybe you don't have the same support group I have in your inner circle. My point is you cannot worry about what other people think if you're ever going to get what you are worth, because you are worth more. And so those six areas of understanding, not worrying about the uncertainty and the unknown, not worrying about failure, not worrying about being a disruptor, being okay with change, understanding your self-worth, and not worrying about the judgments of others. If you can master those six areas, it is amazing. That 100,000 survey that this company just did unearthed these one, if not more than one of these, were the six reasons why people answered why they would not go out, do more, expect more, and try for more, and just going to stay in a place that 71% of them said they were not happy. If you break it down as a believer, I can tell you the underlying current of this whole thing is fear. And the way you defeat fear is become at peace with yourself. See, the fear of change, the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, the fear of what other people think, the fear of not being enough, all of that is a fear-driven emotion. In the book, the good book says, perfect love casts out all fear. Now, if you're not a believer, let me break that down psychologically, what that means. If you can get where I'm unconditionally accepted, I'm unconditionally valued, it's not contingent upon what I do, it's not contingent upon who I am, it's not contingent upon the family I'm from, it's not contingent upon anything but just myself. I'm at peace with myself. I love myself. I know the universe. I, as a believer, thank God Almighty, predestined and made me, so there's a reason why I'm here. And that word love, when he says perfect love, what he's talking about is when love becomes truly agape, which means perfected love, unconditional love. When you can receive that and become one with that within yourself, you are at peace with yourself, you're at peace with the universe, and all fears have to subside. And all of a sudden, see, most people, when they fear this or they fear that, the unknown, the changes in life, that I fear this, they want to beat their chest and macho up and try to defeat it with courage. And let me tell you something. Courage is important. You've got to have courage. But courage doesn't defeat fear. It doesn't. Courage just gives you the motivation and the facilitation to go forward. What defeats fear, what causes it to dissipate, where it psychologically has to leave you emotionally, is when you come to a greater sense of peace within yourself. I'm okay. I'm accepted. I'm valued. I'm wanted. I'm needed. I'm able. All of those things are the direct definitions of being unconditionally loved. Get with peace with yourself. You will defeat these six areas of life. And as you defeat and manage and master these six areas of life, you will find success in everything and anything you touch. So I'm on my soapbox a little bit tonight. Sorry about that, guys, but I just felt like it was apropos for the time. So I do hope it was something of value that you guys will be able to take away. You know, I realize in my audience, I've got all different types of people from all different backgrounds. And so I try my best to be sensitive to everyone's background and understandings, and trying my best not to invite you under one sort of pretense and then all of a sudden you're getting preached at. That's not the intention here. But I do think the principles that was laid out there, the principles that are laid out there, are solid business principles, because no risk, no reward. And most people have a hard time taking risk like they should in business and in life because of one of these six areas that are feeling like, you've got to master it. You have got to master that. So wanted to give that out tonight. And so just sort of, it's a mindset training, if you will. If you found value in it, then I appreciate it. If you didn't, then just chalk this up as Terry having needing to preach a little bit or something. I don't know. They let me preach enough at my church, so I'm okay there. But it sounds like Jay says it was good. LaVon says it was valuable. Thank you. Lori said it was a great message. Great. Deidre said it was great. So good, good, good. I'm glad you guys found some value in it. Thanks, Gina. I really appreciate that. Gina Zambonini. Nino, I never can pronounce your last name, and I apologize, Gina. I'm just going to call you Gina Z. But like I said, English is my second language, so forgive me. I'm glad you liked it as well. So thank you, guys. CRM stuff, we are continuing to work on that. That is the newest product here at TW3. This is something that we implemented on and unveiled last part of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter. We unleashed CRM CRM Max. It's a customer relationship management system that does auto texting, auto email, keeps up with your clients, lets you know what they're clicking on, what they're looking at. It basically replaces all of the autoresponders that you might have used in the past. It puts it under one hood. Thank you, Gina. And so I've been asked, you know, about training, and here's the holdup on some of the training. We've got an overview on the training, and some of the more specific details are specifically left out, and here's the reason why. We're still testing different aspects of this, and so the developer, I have pulled him back two or three times of implementing training for me, and the reason is because we want to make sure we're landed and settled on, okay, this part of the software works, this part needs to be phased out because it's not doing what we want. And once we get a clearer picture and clarity of what it's going to look like, then we can unveil some more detailed training. Now I appreciate your patience on that. I realize it is frustrating if you're getting into it and playing, and then you're wanting to do this or wanting to learn how to do this, and the training is not as specific, but that's the reason why. For you guys that are new to TW3 has always been a marketing tool. It's had bulk texting, bulk emailing, landing page software, website, all kinds of things, all the things you need to be successful in online marketing. And on top of that, we bring this thing out over here. That's what we call our referral marketing package, that basically says, even if you don't have a product, even if you don't like selling, we can get you hooked up with these third-party companies, what we call our referral marketing partners, and you generate leads for them, and they'll pay you whether something is sold or not. So it's a beautiful, beautiful business model, because then it's not contingent upon you making a sale. And man, I'm telling you, it's almost shear-proof. Sorry about that. So it's literally TW3 is a business in a box. But here's the deal: we noticed that some of our members over the last several years are having to go out and get this tool for their CRM purposes, get this tool for their auto response purposes, and we said, wouldn't it be great if we could have everything our clients would need under one hood? Good. Daniel said his SMS is working. Good. So that's what we implemented, and spent several thousands of dollars to get this developed and put in. It didn't raise the price one red cent. Our system, from sales rep and trainer package all the way up to our elite membership package, is the same. The people that had the system got it for free. Their monthly admins didn't go up. And now you've got a CRM that's on par with some other people that are charging $5,000 and $6,000, and I've seen in some areas $7,000. And you're getting it, even if you got a basic package, it comes with it. So I'm telling you, the value that TW3 has been able to offer in 2020 is, I'm just very proud of. I stand behind it. I'm just exceedingly happy with some of the things we've been able to do. And even in the middle of COVID-19 and in the middle of a pandemic, we're having growth. And we're seeing so many people take their money, business, and life to new levels. So it's an exciting time. Entrepreneurialism isn't right for everyone, and this might not be the right time for everyone. But for those that it is the right time, and that those who sort of sense that, okay, you know, I've got a dispensation of grace here, I've got a Kairos moment to be able to do something because of everything going on with COVID, I've got some time here to put towards something. I won't thank you, Miss Gina. She said, nice hat. This comes from the Gorin brothers down in Charleston, South Carolina. You can go to terrywilson3.com/hats and get any hat that you see me wearing from the Gorin brothers. Don't be boring. Go to Gorin. But they're a wonderful company down there in Charleston. But I am exceedingly happy with what's happened. And more than anything else, more than the business growth, is the people growth. seeing people that have left 9-to-5s that were making this, and now all of a sudden they're making this. And it's because they took a little bit of risk on themselves. And so I think it's awesome. It's a wonderful thing to see. And so here's the deal for you ticket holders. I'm going to wrap up here. We're going to have a little bit shorter of a podcast tonight, but I think we packed it full of content. For you ticket holders for the Worth More Conference, July 25th, write this date down, July 25th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will be our virtual conference. And for you, if you are a ticket holder, you're going to be admitted to that four-hour virtual conference with me, Bill, and Chris. And we'll have an open session to take questions. We're going to be talking about various things. I'm going to be talking about seeing opportunity in this time and some different products, goods, and services you could be offering right now to help yourself. Bill's going to be talking about mindset and soul care. Chris is going to be talking about podcasting. So everything is going to be apropos. Everything is going to be, perfect for the time that we're in. And you'll have tickets. Your tickets will also get you into next year's conference, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as we say in the South. Hopefully that COVID will dissipate at some point and life can get back to some semblance of normal, fall of next year, March of next year in Greenville. So that's what we're all hoping and praying for. And if that doesn't happen, then we're just going to reset and, release all of the escrow money back to the ticket holders and just be done with it, because we're not going to belabor it. Now, if you are a ticket holder and wanted a refund, you've got until today's the 13th, 14th, and 15th. 15th is the last day. You can say, hey, I don't want to hold out. I just decided I just want a refund. We will issue it, but we've got to know by the 15th, because we're going to let them know, okay, we got this many people, and we got 3 or 4, I think it was, that wanted to go ahead and get a refund issued on their ticket. So we're not wanting to hold anybody's money up because we realize the thing has changed since last, we bumped it. So we're just wanting to honor that and do what's right there. So if that's something you want to do, let us know by the 15th, and you can let us know by going to terrywilson3.com/contact. terrywilson3.com/contact. Now hear me now or feel me later. After 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 15th, if we don't hear from you, we are assuming you're keeping your ticket. We're admitting you and sending you a link to the virtual conference, and we're counting you as coming next year. Don't come on the 16th and say, well, because we've been advertising this for several weeks now, and we've been sending emails and stuff. So we just need to know that, because once we let them know, they take back the funds, and then that's the deal there. So just let us know, because we can get it from them if we know from you. Okay. So virtual conference, July 25th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 4 p.m. And then if you'll also get into next year's conference by holding the tickets. But if you want a refund, let us know by the 15th, by 5 p.m. at all possible. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed tonight. I hope it was something that you're going to be able to take away. I honestly believe, I apologize if it got a little preachy, but at the same time, these are principles, man. I mean, you take a hold of these things in these 6 areas of your life, there's nothing that you will touch that you won't find success in. You've got the laws of the universe at your back, pushing you and propelling you forward. Rather than having these things in front of you as an obstacle, they then become an asset to you, pushing and propelling you forward. So I hope it was something that you're going to be able to take away with you and use to further your business. We've got a live training this Wednesday night for elite members. So come out one and all. And until next time, I will see you later.
Thank you for listening to TerryWilson3.com today. If you've decided you are worth more, then go to TerryWilson3.com now and get a free digital sample copy of the book. You are worth more. Listen, no one's going to give you what you're worth but you. So stop putting off and get started earning, enjoying, and experiencing what you are worth today. Go to TerryWilson3.com now to start your journey today. That's TerryWilson3.com.